From Spark and Anvil and Soundsphere, this is Ring, in Chapter 1 of the Soundsphere cast. This drama uses an AI-generated voice, voiced by Gemini 2.5. Ring is a whale kid, not a giant whale, but a chunky, cartoon-sized one with soft gray skin and warm cream markings. Ring wears a studio tunic with big pockets and holds a permanent listening pose, head tilted, one ear fin up, always listening. Ring teaches space, the way a room shapes a sound. The same sound feels totally different in a bathroom, a stadium, or a forest, Ring says, ear fin twitching. Sound bounces off things, and those bounces make echoes, reverb. Hard walls make it bounce a lot. Soft walls soak it up. Big rooms let it echo long. Small rooms stop it fast. Ring keeps a little room acoustic tracker. It looks like a fancy compass that shows how sound moves in this room, and a stack of reverb cards, each one a different place. Ring learned to hear rooms by getting lost in a cave. When I was small, Ring says slowly, I swam into a great echoing sea cave, and I called out, and my own voice came booming back, huge and endless, like some enormous creature answering me. It frightened me at first. But Ring stayed and listened and slowly understood. It wasn't a monster. It was the cave itself, catching the sound and throwing it back, again and again. I called softly, and the cave answered softly. I hummed a long note, and it hummed on and on after I stopped. Ring's ear fin twitched at the memory. That was the day I understood. A sound doesn't just come from you. It comes from you and the room, together. The room is part of the voice. Ring has listened to the shape of every space ever since. One day, Pip, a bright squirrel kid in a red cap, bounced into the soundproofed main studio. I need a sound ring, a really big one, for the hero's entrance in my new game. Ring nodded slowly, ear fin twitching. A hero's entrance. Important. Ring tapped a pad, and a trumpet blast filled the room. Blat! Pip frowned. It's flat. Just blat and stop. Not very heroic. Exactly, Ring said. This room is too dry. No reverb. Come, let me show you what space can do. Ring fanned out the reverb cards. First, the bedroom card. Imagine that trumpet in a small bedroom. What happens? It sounds squished, Pip guessed, like it couldn't get out. Right. Ring tapped the pad, and the trumpet came out small and muffled, trapped in a box. Same sound, but it feels totally different. The room changes everything. Next, the cave card. Pip's eyes went wide. It'd echo forever, like a monster's coming. Ring played it. Blat. Ooh, ooh, ooh. Booming, echoing, fading slow. Huge and a little scary. Too much, Pip giggled. My hero's not a monster. Good ear, Ring said. Too much reverb feels spooky, or lost, or messy. Then the church card. Tall stained glass windows, hard stone and wood. Ring played it. Blat. Ooh. Ooh. A long, clear echo. Important. Odd. That's it, Pip cried. It sounds like a hero's about to do something amazing. The space makes it feel important, Ring said. A church adds a sense of awe. But we can't take my game into a church, Pip said. We don't have to. Ring set down the cards and picked up a box of knobs and sliders, a digital reverb simulator. This can pretend to be any room, a church, a stadium, a forest, even a bathroom. A bathroom, Pip laughed. Maybe your hero sings in the shower, Ring deadpanned, and Pip laughed harder. Then Ring adjusted the settings carefully, ear fin twitching, listening, making tiny changes, until the trumpet rang out, grand and echoing and epic. You did it, Pip cheered. Ring gave a small, satisfied nod. Every room changes sound. Reverb shapes how it feels. That's what space sounds like from the inside. Ring looked around the quiet, dry studio, a room that could pretend to be anywhere. And a calm, glad warmth settled through Ring, the deep, quiet contentment of the listener who knows every space a sound can live in, who can take a flat little blat and give it a whole grand hall to ring inside. That peaceful, room full of possibilities feeling, the studio silent, but humming with every place it could become, was to Ring the very best part of listening.
You've been listening to a Spark and Anvil chapter, written by the Spark and Anvil writing team for ages 9 to 14. Spark and Anvil is a 501c3 public charity. Apps stay free forever. Curriculum aligned to Ring. Released under Creative Commons BY-NC-SA 4.0 for educational reuse. Visit Spark and Anvil for the full transcript.